Hiya, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today for our little season review. We're going to do another one of these award-style shows like we did at the back end of last season. I'm joined to do that by John Gibbons and by Neil Jones from Goal.com. I think we'll probably start off with the awards, lads, and then we'll get into the rest of the chat that we're planning to have later. Obviously, it's been a big year for the Academy in terms of, well, obviously the coronavirus cancelling the season, but particularly in terms of sort of moving about with the departure of Neil Critchley, Barry Luther stepping up to the under-23s, and of course, Vita Matos coming in as well to be the link between the first team and the Academy. And the link between the first team and the Academy has been very, very strong this year, as we've seen. We've seen a lot of lads making their senior debuts, which has been nice, and I imagine that some of these awards are going to be a big show of that. So I think I'll probably start. My player of the season I've gone for is actually Nico Williams, which may be a bit of a shock to some, but I just think over the course of the season, in terms of the matches he's played for the Academy teams and also what he's shown for the first team, has been majorly stellar and exactly what you'd expect from a Liverpool player in terms of talent and ability, but also in terms of the mental fortitude, I want to say, to be able to play for this football club and show him what it takes to play for this football club. And for me, Nico is the perfect embodiment of that. So Gibbo, your player of the season?
I've gone a bit more obvious and I've gone for Curtis Jones. I did notice he's been nominated as one of the Premier League 2 players of the year. So he's sort of up for that, which just shows, I think, you know, what a great season he's had in that division. So, you know, consumed, you know, solely for the under-23s. Obviously, he's been rewarded for his performances in those games with a nomination for PL2 Player of the Season. But obviously, from a Liverpool point of view, much more eye-catching at what he'd done for the first team. And I think, you know, throughout that FA Cup run, I thought he was excellent. You know, I mean, most attention for the goal against Everton, but I thought he got a really good goal away at Shrewsbury as well, and just looked apart sort of whenever he has played, and nice to see him get a little run towards the end, and obviously including his first league goal as well. So absolutely brilliant season for Curtis, made up for him, and he's got a new squad number as well for next season. So yeah, it's all win for them at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can argue with that. Neil, who are you going for your player of the season?
Yeah, same as John. I think it has to be Curtis. I think he, not only has he been nominated for the Premier League 2 Player of the Year, I think he's got a very good chance of winning it as well. If you look at the goals and assists that he's produced, the last game Liverpool's Academy played, they won 6-0. I think he scored a hat-trick in 8 minutes against Sunderland. So he was, whenever he's been called, well, I mean, I sort of think that with the first team, he's played, I think, about a dozen games for the first team this season, and you think of the moments he's had, you know, captain of Liverpool and scoring winning penalties and scoring goals at the Kop end and scoring goals against Everton at the Anfield Road end and whatever else, you know, Man of the Match awards off Sky. He's made an impact, and if we're being honest, I suppose 18 months ago you're thinking, okay, yeah, Curtis Jones, lovely footballer, he's got loads of ability, but is he going to sort of put it all together and become a player as opposed to a talent? And you know, I think the development he's made is huge, and he has to take a lot of credit for that. And I think the biggest compliment I could give him is that I think I've seen equally talented players as him come through in the Premier League, but I don't think I've ever seen a player who's got a game when they come through, and a game that seems to suit the team that he's coming into. You know, you look at say Ben Woodburn a couple of years ago, and you thought, what a good footballer he is, but where's his game? Where's he going to fit into the team? I think you can see exactly where Curtis Jones fits into a potential Liverpool team going forward, and I'm very much in the camp that believes he's going to be not just a sort of a prospect, but I think he's going to be a real mainstay of Liverpool side, providing he can keep going on the direction he's been going.